You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And absolutely, very good morning. Good morning to one and, well, everyone. Let's not single anybody out. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Time, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just 1 minute after seven. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you until 10 o'clock this morning. Guests coming in this morning. Tell you all about that a little bit later on. Meantime, it is January the 25th. Let's look at a few things relevant to today's date. Burns Night. Yes, Burns Night is being recognised today. That's in Scotland and the Scottish community, of course. Batiko Day in Aruba. National Nutrition Day. That is being recognised, celebrated in Indonesia. National Police Day in Egypt. National Voters Day in India. Revolution Day 2011, or 2011, that was in Egypt. And Dyd Santes Dwynwen. It's the Welsh Valentine's Day, couldn't you guess? And last but not least, it is Tatiana Day, or Russian Students' Day today, recognised in Russia and the Eastern Orthodox. And that's it.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I tell you what, it was late 1999 when the Mavericks released that one, Here Comes My Baby, well, their version of it. The song, the original version, it goes back to 1966, and that was, well, it was a songwriter, singer-songwriter, Cat Stevens. He's the one that had the song, well, wrote the song, international hit for the Tremolos back in 1997. It's also been recorded by other groups as well. I mean, one of the notable ones, say the Hollies, and that was a big hit for them in 1967. Hello. Hello. Good morning. This morning to Mary Lou, up bright and early this morning. By the way, boys and girls, don't forget what is today. WTW.
Right.
And that one by ELO was Showdown. And that last one, Mr. Pete Townsend there, and Let My Love Open the Door. Here on 89.3 Cool FM, the time right now. We've just got a couple of minutes from shower time, so we can...
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when I
squeeze this one in?
Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? We don't talk much, not anymore. Broken bottles and slamming doors. But we still care about each other. Say we care about each other. I know life took us far away. But I still dream about the good old days. When we took care of each other. We were living for each other. But I...
to crack, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me?
This was called Rescue Me. And that is a One Republic. Breakfast show time. Well, we're about a minute late now. It's 16 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to do this. Yes, get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. WTW, 25th of January, by the way, if you just open those sleepy eyes. Tavara's in the shower with you this morning.
I'm down.
And that's it. As I mentioned, Tavares in the shower, more than a feeling. And, well, I guess time to get you out. There we go. That's it. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. And it is Wednesday morning. Got guests coming in during the course of the morning. It is Wednesday, which means that at 8:30, round about then, we're going to have Andreas with us, Andreas Clementi, and we're going to be looking at what's on the movies. He's going to be talking about a movie, A Man Called Otto. And no doubt we'll take a little delve into the nominations, the Oscars nominations, which have just taken place to much gusto. Yes, indeedy, much gusto. And everybody's sort of getting excited about it. Films on there I'd never ever heard of. So that's with Andreas. And in the last hour this morning, in the 9 to 10 hour, we're going to be chatting with Amanda Chu from Aprochipa. They're still celebrating the Chinese New Year. It goes on for about a week. So Amanda will be in talking to us. She'll be talking about kites. Yes, and flying kites. And an event that they've got coming up for that. In fact, I must have a look around. See what records I've got with kites in it. Right. Time to get back to the music, and I tell you what, it's a bit of a request. Well, it isn't a bit of a request, it is a request. And we've got a very good morning from Renee over there in Athens in Greece. There's nothing exciting today, other than it's been quite cold and windy all day. She says, I'm just thankful I haven't been stuck in a chair in the hair salon like yesterday, nearly all day. About 4 hours it was, I think. She still had the same hair. Could you please play Foreigner for me? Cold as ice.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never I know. I've seen it.
Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
There we go. Super group. Yes, the Travelling Wilburys and Tweeter and the Monkey Man. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are, just a few seconds away from 7:30.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
¡Y llegó el verano! ¡Saludos luneros! Alfredo Hidrobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you this morning. It is Wednesday morning. It is the 25th of January. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. Taking a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and some of the business news. Germany announced plans on Wednesday to deliver heavy tanks to Ukraine, and the United States was poised to do so as well. A breakthrough hailed as a decisive military boost by Kiev and condemned by Moscow as a reckless provocation. Kiev has been calling for months for Western main battle tanks that would give its forces the firepower, protection and mobility to break through Russian defences lines and swoop through territory occupied by the invaders. Documents marked as classified were discovered at former US Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week, and he has turned those classified records over to the FBI. His attorney said in letters that have been seen by Reuters on Tuesday. Divisive internet personality Andrew Tate said on Wednesday there was no justice in Romania and that the case file against him in a criminal investigation for alleged human trafficking and rape was empty. Tate, his brother Tristan, and two Romanian female suspects have been in police custody since the 29th of December, pending an ongoing criminal investigation on charges of forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women, accusations that they deny. The Kremlin expressed alarm on Wednesday that the doomsday clock has edged closer to midnight than ever, even though the scientists who moved the symbolic dial cited Moscow's own thinly veiled threats to use nuclear weapons. The doomsday clock is created by the bulletin of the atomic scientists to illustrate how close humanity has come to the end of the world. On Tuesday, moved its time in 2023 to 90 seconds to midnight. That's 10 seconds closer than it has been for the past 3 years. Heavy snow blanketed wide swathes of Japan on Wednesday, snarling traffic, causing hundreds of flight cancellations, disrupting train travel, and leaving at least one person dead. When in Afghanistan, at least 124 people died in freezing temperatures there early in the week, according to media reports, while the temperature in Mohi China's northmost city dropped to a record minus 53 degrees Celsius. That's minus 64.4 degrees Fahrenheit. This was on Sunday. Microsoft Corporation on Wednesday was hit with a networking outage that took down its cloud platform, Azure, along with services such as Teams and Outlook, potentially affecting millions of users globally. Azure's status page showed services were impacted in the Americas, Europe, Asia Pacific, Middle East and Africa. Only services in China and its platform for governments were not hit. World stocks, they paused near 5 months highs on Wednesday, as signs that central banks might need to keep hiking interest rates for longer dampened a recent wave of optimism that aggressive monetary tightening among big central banks is almost done. Australia's dollar shot up over 0.7% to its highest in over 5 months after data showing inflation rose to a 33-year high of 7.8%. Last quarter, and that was bolstered by the case for another interest rate hike from the Reserve Bank of Australia next month. Trade in European stocks was lackluster, and the broad Eurostock 600 slipped 0.3%. US stock futures pointed to a soft opening as well for Wall Street. Globally, stocks have posted strong gains this year after a rout in 2022 on expectations that inflation has peaked and that US interest rate rises will taper off. The dismantling of COVID controls in China and the reopening of its borders have further boosted investor sentiment. As for oil, that slipped on Wednesday, adding to a decline in the previous session as a rise in US crude inventories and global recession worries edged out optimism for a demand recovery in China. Brent crude was down 1 cent to $86.12 a barrel by 10:23 GMT after declining 2.3% in the previous session. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude slipped 16 cents or 0.2% to $79.97 after a 1.8% drop on Tuesday. And Alphabet Inc.'s Google said on Wednesday it believes a complaint from the U.S. Department of Justice accusing the company of abusing its dominance in digital advertising is without merit. The company also added it will defend itself vigorously. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. That's some of those things in the international news and business news as well. Back to the music with Kelly Clarkson here on The Breakfast Show. Time-wise, we are 22 and a half minutes before 8.
Mr. Know-it-all, well, you think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? And it's something, y'all, when somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down, another pill to swallow.
But I ain't laying down, baby. I ain't going down. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Exactly 15 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We started off with Kelly Clarkson and Mr. Know-It-All and followed on there, well, going back to the year 1980, March of 1980, Funky Town by the American disco funk band Lips Inc. Second single off of their 1979 debut album, which was Mouth to Mouth. The song, it was successfully reaching top spots in places such as United States, West Germany, Canada, Austria, Switzerland, Norway, Netherlands, and Australia as well. Vanessa Williams and Right Stuff. By the way, talking about music, which we do on this program, with a classic piece of music, it is The Wedding March by Felix Mendelssohn. Well, it becomes a popular wedding recessional after it is played on this day at the marriage of Queen Elizabeth's daughter, that's Victoria. And that's Queen Victoria's daughter, which is still Victoria, yes? She married Frederick of Prussia. So on this day, 1858, as we all start, here comes the bride, that one. This one is from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. I like this one, it's called Blue Moon Rising. Yes, a nice one, isn't it? Yes, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And Blue Moon Rising. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. A couple of other things relevant to today's date. 25th of January, 1890, Billy Bligh completes her round the world journey in 72 days. That's not bad, back then, 1890. Beat around the world in 80 days, didn't she? 1915, in New York, Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant in San Francisco
inaugurating the first transcontinental telephone service. Apparently it was the wrong number. And 1917, the United States buys the Virgin Islands from Holland for the sum of, princely sum of $25 million. And in 1919, the League of Nations is founded on this day. And there we go. That's brought us to 5 minutes to the top of the hour. And this is To Be a Lover, Billy Idol.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Vale Motors.
Far away.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carly Under on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Hallelujah. I haven't coughed all night. Wow, I must be feeling pretty good. Clearing out that stuff, that fresh air from the city must be doing it. So they say, Green Acres is the place for me. Farm living is the life I need. Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward to getting back to my Green Acres. Got a little bit of more work to do here today, and then I'll be driving out, I hope, later this afternoon. Ah, oh, I do just love looking out at this view. A little cloudy, a little hazy, but wow, what a beautiful sky. I can see the mountains, I can see the ocean. It's just amazing what this country looks like. And look at all those beautiful flowers on all those trees and how green everything is. Man, I see piles and piles of mango trees. Ho, 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 ho. They're coming in May. As well as avocado trees.
There's this one papaya tree that's, as you walk down Ramon Ajejorado in Paitilla, that it's near in front of a tire place. And this papaya tree must be, I don't know, 25 feet tall. And that thing produces papayas like mad. You can't reach them, so you have to wait for them to fall. But I'm telling you, it's amazing. Just right between the sidewalk and the street, there it is, growing up so big and tall. We grow anything anywhere here. We can just about grow. The only thing I'm really sad we can't grow here is apples. Man, do I love my apples. The cook has always provided me with a good, nice, crisp, clean apple. And I showed her how to look at the buttocks of the apple to make sure it's, you know, fresh. Because, you know, you don't want to eat a not fresh apple. Nothing worse than going to bite into a juicy old crunchy apple and it's all mushy. No, not for me. Well, I brought some bananas from my finca for my breakfast this morning. Looking forward to that as well. And then it's off to work. Yee-haw! Nothing better than going to work, yeah. I'm looking forward to the day that I can retire. Jerry, I don't know how you do it, but one day I am going to retire. But I won't retire from this unless you ask me to. All right, until then, tomorrow is Humpity Hump Day. So back to you in the studio.
There we go. That is Benny King and Spanish Harlem. And big thanks to Ingrid for our daily report here in the city. City folk today. Right, time on the breakfast show. Hold on. What?
Wait, do I have an intro song?
No.
No?
No.
I thought that was my intro song. I was pretty excited.
No.
No?
This one we use all the time.
All the time, not just...
Not just exclusively for my segment.
No.
I'll have to find an info song, intro song for you, though.
Ooh, I would love it, man. But a good one, though. Don't give me a sad one.
No, it won't be sad.
Don't give me a Billy King one. What was that you played right now?
Benny King.
Benny King, super sad.
Spanish Harlem.
Super sad, Spanish Harlem. And that man does not seem Spanish, so it makes no sense. I'm just saying.
Have you finished?
Look, just give me a happy intro.
Look, just be satisfied with being critical about the movies, all right? On for heaven's.
Give me a happy intro.
It is Andreas Clementi.
Good morning, Jerry.
I mean, I don't have an intro song for him, but well,
that works, man. There you go. Oh, there you go. It's not a boo. No, don't give me a boo. You're looking for the no. You see, I knew you were gonna do that. That's just inappropriate. I am your guest, sir.
Actually, it sounds like a lot of cows in a field, doesn't it, really?
But I am your guest.
No, you're not. You're in here every flipping week.
Super fair. I'm not a guest. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing fine.
You seem a little...
Don't talk to me about banks.
No, I'm not banks. I'm not going to talk about banks. I'm going to talk about
that's all right, then.
Deprived sleep.
I was deprived of sleep.
Yeah, you were.
You know, because it's no secret, I suffer from anxiety.
We all do.
And but big anxiety. And I wake up, say, like last night, 2:00 in the morning, and my brain is just going
working, yeah.
Over and over and over about things which you can, that are, you know, you can deal with them. But the only way to stop it is what I had to do last night, get up at 2:00 in the morning, go and lie on the sofa, put the TV on, the Ooh. News.
Ah, the news?
Yeah, because it's, I don't want to watch anything. I want to listen to it. So that my brain is actually listening to something
Understood.
Which is being said.
Understood.
And then it stops it going on, and I eventually nod off to sleep, which I did. And then I crawl back into bed about 4:00.
Does Christina miss you? Like, hey, where the hell were you?
She doesn't even know I live here.
Oh, there you go. That's the problem. You know, I have this thing. I suffer from anxiety as well, and I do the same thing. If my brain starts thinking, specifically work, if I have something to do at work and my brain just starts going, I wake up and I start sweating. Like I'm a person that my wife is like, the bed is completely drenched in
you're
sweat.
Not, Get out. You're not related to Prince Andrew, are you?
No. I don't know. I would personally.
Oh well, if you don't know the story, I'm not
I don't.
I know. Okay.
Well, I don't. But that man, don't compare me to that man. That man is he's a little foul. Let's say. Let's say that. But yeah, it happens.
So
and you know what I do? What? I use sleep stories now. It works. I have an app for sleep first.
You get your daughter to tell you a story.
No,
no,
I put on my headphones, my headphones, and I put a little sleep story, somebody narrating a good story.
Yeah, this is, but,
and
how
then
long,
I go to sleep.
Yeah, but how long do you stay awake? Because, I mean, I have audible books. And
correct.
I must have enjoyed the day. I don't really have time. I should make time and do it while I'm walking around or whatever, but.
Do you walk around?
Oh, it has been known. I don't use Uber for everything. But, no, I mean, so going back to, if I try reading, getting into bed and reading an audible book.
Yeah.
About 2 pages, I'm gone. And then, of course, it's still playing.
That's the thing, but now apps have, like, sleep timers. Like, Audible, the one from Amazon, has a sleep timer. You can be like, okay, turn off in 10 minutes. So I put those on.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Keep in mind, though, my sleep story app, though, I think I've never finished the story. I have no idea how any of them end.
to be honest, I don't care. Are these short stories?
Yeah, they're super short stories.
Just getting you to sleep.
Hey, here's the ugly truth. Mm-hmm. I like to listen to kid stories. You know what I'm saying? Give me some person narrating the original Beauty and the Beast. I'm all there, but yeah. I never finished them.
Okay.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a childish man. Sleep stories. It's a thing. It works. I'm gonna show you the app later so you can.
Why is it you always make me want to cry?
I know, but I'm gonna show you the app later so you can really laugh because it's very childish.
It's got pictures of little bunnies.
It's little unicorns and stuff. It's really nice.
They obviously don't do one for men.
I'm gonna say
it's not audible, isn't
it? No
worries.
There you go. I guess so. By the way, I just finished listening to the Matthew Perry book. It's really good.
The Matthew Perry book. Has he only done one? Or?
Matthew Perry is a Chandler from Friends, to keep in context.
Okay.
And he wrote a book. He struggled a lot with drugs and stuff.
Mm.
And his story is fascinating. How high he was during that period of time is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mary Lou, she's also well placed, I think. I'll find that for you in a few minutes' time. She says, welcome to the Anxiety Club.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's not new. I've suffered with this since I was...
Have you ever taken medication for it?
You know what? I used to suffer when I was in my sort of late 20s. I used to, mid-20s, late 20s, and I was working as a broker with Clarkson's in London, and I suffered a lot with anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And I went to see a doctor, and he did give me some... I can't remember what it was called then.
Weed?
No. That was a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Prozac. Thank you. And you know what? I had one of my my friends who was one of the traders for the French oil company Total.
Okay.
And we were meeting in the boardroom, and I was sitting one, and she was sort of sitting just on it, and I was slumped back in my chair, and I was thinking, I said, "Have you any idea what you look like?" Because, you know, and I was just out of it, you know. And after that day, I never took them again.
There you go.
And the only thing, no, I don't take it. I've got some.
I feel that that reaction means you do not need it. If some of you react that way to, but I'm, to an antidepressant,
but,
I think.
Yeah, but then I became depressed again. You know,
yeah, no, I guess so.
But no, I mean, I think one of these things, because you know, it is a mental health issue. And, you know, there is more recognition now of mental health problems like anxiety.
Agree.
In fact, I get some tablets there, sort of like herbal tablets.
Okay, yeah, nice.
And I've been taking those.
Are they helping?
No, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, good point. Maybe anyway. Stop with a herbal.
Dr. Andreas with us this
no,
morning.
No, not at all. You know, it's funny, we're talking about this. I was thinking on the way here. Then I laugh at celebrities and people in the public eye that feel preachy and start talking about how to be a happier person in life. And like, who are you to tell me how? Like, you don't know anybody. Like, I feel,
you know, but that's a load of crap, because it's got absolutely nothing to do with happiness or anything else. I mean, there was a comedian I always remember when I was sort of young. Called Tony Hancock.
Okay.
In fact, I played a piece because he did something on blood, a blood donor sketch. And he was one of the funniest people I knew. And he suffered tremendously with depression and anxiety. And in, of course, those days, it was never recognized.
Yeah. Listen, the best example is Will Smith. Will Smith, when Instagram came out, he decided he wanted to be a mega influencer of Instagram. And he became, and he started preaching about, like, giving people advice about being happy and living your life.
Just slap somebody.
Well, all that repressed anger he had was like shown in about 30 seconds. So,
talking of which, awards.
Yeah.
Before we just go into the movie quickly, I mean they obviously the nominations.
Oscar nominations came out yesterday. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, because I must admit, with the exception of I think about one or two, they're not movies that I know.
Listen, I'm actually pretty happy that finally we have some blockbuster movies nominated.
Mm-hmm.
So people that actually see. So Top Gun Maverick got nominated. Avatar 2 got nominated. Those are two big movies that have made billions of dollars. It has been a while since the Oscars nominated these kind of movies. So good for
I
the Oscars.
What I was happy to see.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was very, very good. And that's Del Toro's
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, I gotta be honest.
You must watch it, because it'll depress you.
Wow, really? Now I'm excited.
No, it's Pinocchio, but it's a darker Pinocchio. You know, I think it was very well done.
You told me that, and my wife today was like, we gotta watch it with Bella, our 5-year-old, and I think it's gonna be too dark for her. I think it's...
Could
I
be.
Don't know if she's gonna enjoy that
Could
so
be.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay, A Man Called Otto.
You want to start with a movie or you want to start with the nominations? Where do you want to go?
Let's do the movie, get that out of the way, because we spend a lot of time about depressing people.
Okay.
Which I'm sure we're doing fairly well.
By the way,
well.
This movie is just right with the subject matter, I've got to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A Man Called Otto, starring your favorite actor, Tom Hanks.
Right, yes, yeah? And Mariana Treviño,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's she?
She is honestly a Mexican actress that has not been in a lot of Hollywood stuff. She was in a soccer series called Club de Cuervos,
mm-hmm.
a couple times, but nothing big. And I was amazed by her because she went toe to toe with Tom Hanks. Like, she is
mm-hmm.
the lead of that movie as much as Tom Hanks is, and she carries the movie. I gotta be honest. So, anyways, A Man Called Otto, directed by Mark Foster, which I'm a huge fan of. He makes very little movies, but every movie he makes actually leaves a mark. You're talking about Finding Neverland with Johnny Depp back in the day. You're talking about Stranger Than Fiction, one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies of all time. You're talking about World War Z, the zombie movie with Brad Pitt. All these movies are directed by this man. So he really, when he does something, he really goes all out. And he goes both big and small. And this movie is the small one of his, but I really enjoyed it. As I mentioned, starring Tom Hanks and Maria Trevino. Give us the plot, Jerry.
Well, I like the first four words.
This is you. Like, this is you.
You know how I'm going to say that fourth word, don't you? Otto is a...
Oh, got it.
It does say Otto is a grump, but you know me and Tom Hanks. Otto is a grump who's given up on life following the loss of his wife and wants to end it all. When a young family moves in nearby, he meets his match with a quick-witted Marisol, leading to a friendship that will turn his world around.
To be honest, if you read this, my friend, it reads a little bit like the play we did when we met each other.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? It does read a little bit like that. So anyways, so I think you would be right at home with this kind of movie because you have lived the subject matter. So let's start
You mean I'm old and depressed?
You're grumpy as hell.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Typecast again.
There we go. Positives. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks playing grumpy old guy is fantastic. I love an actor that realizes how old he is and he's like, you know what? I'm not a leading guy anymore. Let me play the grump guy. Mm. Let me age with my craft. And Tom Hanks is doing a great job at it. And this movie, he nailed it. Tom Hanks and Mariana Trevino have incredible chemistry. Again, Mariana Trevino is not a well-known actress, but she went toe-to-toe with him, and the friendship felt real. The friendship felt like, yes, this man who hates everybody would develop a friendship with this open-hearted, super happy person.
It sounds to me like a type of movie that Jack Nicholson would do.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good call. Like, as good as it gets.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good call. Mariana Trevino is the standout of the cast, while being the emotional center of the film. She is the person that carries Otto in his emotional journey. So, great job by her. The film tackled grief and suicide in a unique way. And this is a thin, this is a very tight rope the movie's walking, because there's a lot of depiction of attempted suicide in this film. Let's completely say it as it is. And I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna sound weird, but it's a lighthearted film.
Right. Yeah.
So to pull that off, it is very tricky, and I feel they and I feel they did it. Do you felt the Jasmine? You saw this movie. Did you feel the suicide scenes were gratuitous or too graphic in any way? Did you feel affected by them, by the graphic nature of the suicide scenes?
No, not really.
No, there you go. That's a tough act to pull
off. How many
off.
Suicides were there?
They were like four attempts.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So it's interesting. Plenty of laughs to let the audience relax. As I mentioned, there's a lot of grief in this movie and sadness, but you do have a lot of moments of levity, moments that make you laugh. And moments that feel you're in a community, because the movie takes place in a closed neighborhood, and you feel those characters in the neighborhood, and you enjoy those. All the secondary characters give the community a neighborhood feel. As I mentioned, they bring in these eccentric characters, and they add to the film. They're not just there for background; they add to the film. The ending is both happy and sad. The best type of endings for movies. I love these kind of endings. They feel more real. Nothing in life is happily ever after. Nothing in life is all sadness. There's got to be a balance in life. Life is sad. Life is happy. We've been talking about this. We suffer from anxiety. We suffer from all these things, but we're also happy. We laugh about it. That is, in my opinion, the best ending for movies. Mirroring real life.
Okay.
So I'll take those kind of movies every day. The kids are not a central part of the plot. I was happy the fact that it's not about you don't have a quick-witted actor that acts too old for her age and become best friends with the grumpy old guy. It's not that kind of plot. The kids are there, and they do have a little bit of a moment, but it's between the mom and Otto, between both the matriarch of one family and the and I enjoyed that. I didn't want to see no child actor trying to watch me and watch my acting reel, how good I am. I didn't want to see that. Not point of the film.
That sounds a bit like the one we did.
Fair. And Tom Hanks' son is really good as young Otto.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he comes in, they talk about nepotism.
If you get me, you take him with
By the way, there's a whole debate in Hollywood about that now, about nepotism in Hollywood. And by the way, Tom Hanks has the best response for it. Like, acting, Hollywood is the family business. Why wouldn't I want to bring my kids into the family business?
I can tell you this because when I had my own company in Brook Street in London, oil broking company, and the guy who sponsors, in other words, gave us the financial backing, bought a movie company.
Okay, wow.
And it was downstairs in the lower floor with us. They were sort of separated, but it was plenty of room. But they were with us. And talk about, you know, have you ever wondered why the credits are so long?
Because there are a lot of people
because they've got, and talk about nepotism, not necessarily acting, but everybody that that's making this film is the friend of so-and-so. It's like politics.
Every industry, I was going to say, every industry it has a degree of nepotism. Like, and by the way, if by any chance my company thrives, why wouldn't I want it to pass it on to my kids and for them to thrive, for them to make it easier, to have an easier path to one less stress in life? There's a couple of stresses in life. One of them is financial stress.
I don't have a problem with anything like that. I don't have a problem with who does what in anything, providing they can do the job.
Agree. They need to learn.
You know,
they need to learn, and to be honest,
if they know the job, you know, of course,
they need to learn from the bottom up. That you can't be
if
like,
I've got, if yeah. I have if I have a relative, a son or a daughter that is capable of doing a particular job, and they're against somebody who is equal to them, then they will obviously get the job.
I agree,
but not if the other person is better.
Here's the thing, though. For example, if you have a company and you're going to start as a salesman, you're not going to start as a general manager or a marketing or whatever.
What some of these kids come out of university now think they should.
I agree. That's a problem.
You know, that's a problem.
I agree. Fair enough.
Start in the tea room and work your way up.
Agree. Negatives. Let's go with the negatives of this film.
Okay.
First, the husband character played by Manuel Garcia Rulfo is extremely cartoonish. I felt him. He's a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I hear a little chuckle coming.
Because it seems like, you know what it feels like? Like, you know when in Friends, we're talking a little bit about Friends, when Joey Tribbiani, that character felt like a freaking cartoon. He was so stupid. It was like, you completely feel out of character. This husband character was a little bit the same. He was so cartoonish, it didn't feel real. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem logical for this woman to be married to this man. Because he was so dumb. But anyways...
My wife married me.
By the way, the actor, though, I found out, I realized, because I was like, I recognize him from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who did The Lincoln Lawyer. He's the main guy of The Lincoln Lawyer. Remember that series you enjoyed?
Oh, yes. On Netflix. Yeah.
He's the guy, but he takes a back seat, and he plays a super secondary character, but he went too far, in my opinion. Some jokes written to show how grumpy Otto is seem overworked and don't really land. This is a classic thing about a joke repeating itself is never funny as the first time, and you can tell the writer was writing that joke 1,000 times trying to find the best way, and Tom Hanks helping out, and the joke is too forced. For example, there's a joke that's even on the trailer that I think there's like a UPS driver parked in the neighborhood and they can't be there, so he starts screaming at the truck, and he screams something like, "Why only the brown trucks do this? The white trucks never do this." And then he goes like, "It's not a racial thing." Like, it's an overworked joke, and I get it. You see, that's the face you put on. It's too forced. Don't really land. The flashback makeup is rough. At one point, they show Tom Hanks younger, and it's like, "Come on, man, you guys could have tried a little harder." Like a bad wig and like a lot of... For some reason, in movies, they feel when people are younger, they're super tanned. Because whenever they want to, let's make them younger. And they just look orange.
I think it was Hamilton or something. And he was renowned for the fact that he was always orange.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's start with the final comments on this movie.
Let's take a piece of music first.
We've got plenty of
time, so let's take that. Because I think I might have found your...
My what?
Your
intro?
What color are your eyes?
Brown. Oh, Reggie told my Georgie's of an honey and form, and he was sitting in the witness stand. A judge's wife called up the district attorney, "That brown-eyed man, you jump better than that brown-eyed man." Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles a route to Bombay to reach a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back
a brown-eyed handsome man. A lot of trouble was a brown-eyed handsome man. Daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what your daddy is, a brown-eyed handsome man. When the Marlowe Venus was a beautiful lad, she had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost with her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man. She thought she wanted herself a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, a 2-3 to count, and nobody only hit a high line into the sand. Around the 30 was a hit for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. The only game, it was a brown-eyed handsome man.
And there we are. It was close. The brown eye bit was right.
By the way, they have been described as luscious honey. I'm just saying.
So the other guy didn't have eyes. Right.
Let's go. Final comments on Otto. Final comments on Otto. Here we go. Wait, my phone's loading. I can't get my writing.
Oh, you're doing an update, are you?
No. It's a 6S phone, so it's a 7-year-old phone, and apparently phone companies don't like me.
It's very tiny, isn't it?
Well, what can I say? I don't like to throw stuff away while they work.
Fine. Do you
want to read the final comments?
Have you got them?
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Okay.
Them.
Oh, shall I read them?
I guess so.
All right.
But you're not going to have the panache. Give me a second. I got it. We're back. Finally. I'm just saying. Listen how it's supposed to be read. Okay.
I have acted you with you, you know that. Yeah, remember, no, you know.
Finally, an original Tom Hanks film. Hashtag, no more Hanks biopics, please. We got it, Tom Hanks. You want to do biopics? Stop doing biopics. I love an original movie of Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. I believe that Tom Hanks' genius shines when he plays a character and not a real person or popular book character. Otto is the bittersweet story of grief and love that will make the audience shed a tear, laugh out loud, and leave the theater cracking a smile while drying your tears away. AKA why we go to the movies. A must watch, even if it's at home. It's not a movie like you need to go watch in the movie theater, but it's a movie I would recommend watching at home. It's a nice watch. It's an easy watch, breezy. You will feel some emotions, Jerry, that I know for you it's pretty hard. But hey, man, I know Jasmine cried her eyes out in this movie. And left with a smile on her face.
Is that true, Yasmin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So, all right. How many marks out of 5, Andreas?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Yasmin's going to give it 4.
It's going to change the world. It's
no,
not going to change the world.
It's a 5 for me.
It's a 5.
Wow.
A 5.
Big movie.
Well,
big.
Well, so basically, according to Andreas, and according to Yasmin, you didn't do well on that one.
I didn't. No. I didn't. No. I didn't. That's fine.
Okay. Now.
Let's go Oscar nominations.
We got a little bit of time. So, yeah. Because, what is this thing with this movie that all things everywhere or something?
Everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah. I mean, that looked weird and...
It is a super weird movie. I gotta be honest. I haven't finished watching it. For me, I'm kind of... Something that makes me mad about myself is that I haven't been able for a couple of years now.
Hang on, I got a list.
To really watch all the Oscar movies. Honestly, can't find the time. Like I just described.
They were complaining yesterday on the TV. Somebody was saying that half these people that are nominating these movies haven't seen them all.
It might happen. Yeah, I'm sure there's a just follow the crowd kind of vote.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched a couple of them, and I'm going to try to make a mission this year of actually watching as much as I can.
Where do you go to watch them?
I there's a couple of them already available, like on HBO Max and on Netflix, and you can rent them on Prime. For example, the international film 1985, the Argentinian film, is on Prime. So there's a movie. Now with streaming stuff, you can watch a lot of them on streaming services, or you can rent them on also streaming services. I also have an IPTV thing that I'm going to put this in air quotes. Show me the movies when they're not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's questionable their the legality of that, but I have that and I watch a couple of them that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta catch on. I gotta catch on the films. I'm excited to watch them. I hope they are not incredibly slow, because again, my days are pretty long and I'll have trouble staying awake. And I gotta be honest, a lot of these movies are long. I know Fablemans is like 2.5 hours. Babylon is like 3 hours. Like, these movies, Avatar is 3.5 hours. Top Gun is 2 hours and change. Like, movies are long, man. These Oscar movies are pretty long.
Avatar went
3 hours
quite,
and change.
Went quite quickly for me, though.
Oh, yeah, it goes. By the way, that's a testament to how entertaining the movie is.
Well, right? No, that's what I was saying, because I've said it before, but I used to go to the West End a lot in London to watch. To watch plays,
you know,
when they or music, and it was when a friend of mine said, "I've got tickets. We're going to go and see Les Miserables." And I looked up, and it was 3 hours and something long. And I thought, "This is terrible." Because I used to go after work, and I was normally pretty knackered after. I went from the moment it started to the moment it finished. I didn't miss a beat. It was that good. And that's how you see. Depending on how long I stay awake in a theatre depends on how good it is.
Fair enough. You know what's interesting, what describes my life right now? The only
category. Children.
The only category. Guess what's the only category I've seen most of the movies? The animated films. I've seen almost all of them.
Yeah,
because that's my life now. But anyways, I'm excited for the Oscars. I love the fact that they have younger movies. By the way, big moment for the Oscars. First time they nominated a superhero movie actor for an acting role.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett got nominated for Wakanda Forever.
Okay, yeah.
Did you see the sequel for Black Panther? I know you enjoyed the first one.
Yes, I did.
Did you saw the sequel?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Do you enjoy Angela Bassett's performance?
Yeah.
There you go.
And is it because the one with the short white hair, blonde hair now, is that Jamie
Lee Curtis?
Is that her?
The blonde hair on Wakanda Forever?
No. I'm talking about in nominations. Has she been nominated for something?
She was nominated for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Best Supporting Role. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay. And then, of course,
Michelle Yeoh, the lead of that movie.
That's for the...
Same one. Everything Everywhere All at Once. And the kid from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Short Round?
No. That's a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
Do you remember Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Do you remember
he had
like a little Korean sidekick in one of the movies?
Oh, yes.
He's nominated for Everything Everywhere All.
Oh, really?
As an adult, obviously, but yeah. It's been a long
time. No, Renee's come in, and the Grumpy movie is on in Greece. So it's in,
there you go.
Not Greece is in the movie, but Greece is in the country. Just want to make that
thank
clear.
Thank you for the clarification.
And she said, now I'm intrigued to go and see it. So that says, now I tried, she says, I tried to watch Everything Everywhere movie, but just could not get into it. It is weird. What I'd seen on TV, because I like Yo.
It's a parallel universe movie. It's about parallel universes.
It looks, just the trailer they showed
It's crazy. It seems crazy.
That won't work for me.
I think it's one of those movies, and I think most Oscar movies are that way, that it's a movie you need to be focused.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be like, oh, let me play this movie, and while I'm on my phone, or while I'm cooking, or while I'm doing anything else. All Oscar movies are meant to be fully focused on the film.
By the way, it's a little bit sad because Renee says, I watched The Menu last weekend. Haven't you got a TV?
that's the movie also Jasmine loved, yes. The Menu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've seen The Menu? What did you order?
Yes, I love it.
What's it about? Is somebody eating? Or?
It's crazy. It's about a group of people that go to an island where a super posh and exclusive restaurant is to have an exclusive meal that's worth thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. By the world's renowned chef, and it turns into a I don't know how to describe it. A very
right. Okay. Well, then that's
Because it's weird.
It's a mystery movie, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery movie. So I don't want to spoil anything, but watch it. It's super
drama,
weird.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's with Ralph Fiennes, which you are a big fan of.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I'll okay. Well, I hope Renee, you get a TV soon, and that you have a nice meal. That's,
what do you mean, a nice meal?
Well, she said she's watched the menu.
I'm pretty sure in that movie she did not have a nice meal.
I'm trying to think of a film many, many years ago. I can't think of the name. I have to look it up. It was about... It was a French film.
Okay.
And I watched it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was about these people gouging themselves with food non-stop. That was basically what it was about. I must find the name of the movie.
Why were you watching this?
Well, I was hungry.
I guess so. You weren't hungry after that.
Right, well, that's it then.
Take care, my friend. I'll see you in a couple of weeks,
and,
I guess.
Thanks for being...
No, are we back? Are we back every week? I don't remember.
Yes, we're back every week.
Oh, we're back every week, so I'll see you next week.
By popular demand.
Oh, there you go, finally.
It was only from Yasmin.
Okay, I'll take the one.
Okay. All right, man. See you next week. All the best. Thank you. And thank you, Yaz.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with you in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, if we can, because we've got our guest coming
mm-hmm.
in. Right. Thank you to Andreas. That's our week's movie review. And he'll be back with us all being well next week. But time now to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go. Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
It's a lie, a certain kind of lie that never shows. But do each and every little thing. Oh, what does it bring if I ain't got you? Ain't got, baby. You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody. The way that I love you. Now in my brain I see your face again. I know my brain, my mind. You ain't got to be so blind. And I'm blind. So bare. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But one good doesn't
somebody, to love somebody, the way
two in a row. Started off with Barry Gibb, and that was To Love Somebody. Neil Young there, and Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Still to come on this morning's program, where we'll be welcoming to the studio Amanda Chu from Aprochipa. Very, very distinguished lady with a career in engineering. It's going to be interesting. But we're going to be talking all about the kite event. Yes, too. I remember as a kiddie, flying kites was always... I got it on a piece of paper here. It's always great fun. This is the 23rd Festival of Kite, and it's going to be on the 5th of February at the Boulevard in Panama Pacifico. So more about that when we speak to Amanda a little bit later on. Plenty of great music as well. Here's another good one. Comes from Amy McDonald. The Days of Being Young and Free. I can just about remember that, I think.
Listen to my heart as it beats for you and me. youth and the days of being young and free, left there with the memories that blow in the wind.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me.
go. That is Fontella Bass there and Rescue Me. Rhythm and blues song, first recorded and released as a single by Fontella Bass back in 1965. Didn't we have great music back then? The original versions of the record and BMI give the songwriting credit to a guy called Raynard Milner and Carl William Smith, although many other sources also credit Fontella Bass herself as a co-writer. It would prove the biggest hit of her career, reaching number one on the R&B charts for 4 weeks and placing at number four on the Billboard Hot 100. Rescue Me also peaked at number 11 in the UK, because we have good taste over there. Absolutely. So there we are, Fontana Bass and Rescue Me. My next track comes from James Fortune and Fear, and this could perhaps be the follow-up song to that one, and it's called You Rescued Me.
Yeah.
There we go. That is James Fortune, as I said, and Fear, and You Rescued Me. And tell you what, I'm going to put one more fairly quick track on. Comes from one of my favourites, as you know. It's called Skin. It's Joy Crooks, and then we'll be talking with our guest this morning, Amanda.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the light. Worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now. It can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do. Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the light.
Lovely song. That is Joy Crooks, and it is called simply Skin, and was the title of her album. Right, it is time, I'm happy to say, to welcome back to the Breakfast Show studio, Amanda Chu. Good morning to you, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. Good morning. Everything is
nice,
great.
Nice to have you back.
Nice to be here with you again.
Yeah. I tell you what, well, I know you've been here recently, but you know, after that sort of 3 years we had where we sort of couldn't go out, we couldn't do much, it's so nice having people back in the studio. It's here. Now, tell me, because I was at the El Dorado at the weekend, and there was Aprochipa, and I loved it because they're showing all the kids how to make their kites. So what is the, because you're also an engineer, got a tremendous background in engineering. What is the engineering aspect when you're looking at a kite? What is it that makes it fly?
Well, yes, I am an engineer. I'm an industrial engineer, but actually I'm not a professional in the kite business. But I can tell you a summary of it, the most important thing. It depends on the materials. Mm-hmm. It depends on the weight. And the professionals, what I understand is that they also measure the, well, as I mentioned, the weight, and how wide.
So the proportions have to be.
Yes, the proportions, and has to be some specific depending on the design. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you went to the El Dorado last weekend, and you saw that we were teaching the kids mm-hmm. how to make the diamond kite.
That's right.
But yeah. We had on display these different huge and beautiful kites that they were on a butterfly shape, that mm-hmm. they were on a cobra, a snake shape. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we also had like a a kind of a bird fly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, well, yes. But those that we bought on China and actually on the Weifan International Festival, which is like the biggest event mm-hmm. on the kite industry mm-hmm. and the world. So we bought them over there. Then we brought it to Panama because we didn't have that kind of kite here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like a kind of plastico, like a kind of...
Okay, plastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like a plastic, but it's a lighter plastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it also and helps that those kites, which are like huge kites, and kind of stay on the wind and fly for a longer time.
Interesting. And I mean, what do you, have you any idea what is the highest altitude that anybody's got a kite up to? Any idea what that
well,
is?
Well, here in Panama, there is a law. There's a new resolution of Aeronautica Civil. So you cannot go over 45,000 feet.
Yeah. No, 45 feet. That's not very high, is it, really?
45 feet or 45 meters. Okay,
45 meters would be...
Yeah, 45 meters.
But, so you've got to be careful, of low-flying aircraft.
Yeah, so it's a new resolution. We need to just to follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
We need to follow
yes.
the law.
Yes, let's not get into that.
Yeah, so we're going to have signs around the festival, mm-hmm. just making sure that people to understand. Obviously, you're not going to be on the floor and measuring how high your kite is, but mm-hmm. you're going to be aware that you cannot go extremely high, no?
I mean, I guess the only way around that is you tie a little knot or something on the line and...
Yeah,
but this is a law in general. Does this apply to particular areas? Because I know when you're going to be at Panama Pacifico, aren't you, the weekend?
Yes,
they do have an airport there. So.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to fly drones.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not allowed, because you are actually just right next to an airport.
Exactly,
so
yes.
So you cannot fly kites that high.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot fly, like, you know, these kind of balloons.
Balloons, you can't fly those things
neither, because you're right next to the,
mm-hmm.
to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if you are in Parque Omar, obviously you can
sure.
do, you can, it could be higher, but we are not able to go to other areas because of the size of the festival. We have
mm-hmm.
grown so much
mm-hmm.
that, well, it's too big. It's too big for us now, and we actually need a big area.
Yeah, because it's too big, because this is the 13th.
23rd.
Oh, sorry, yes, two X's in front,
yeah,
yes.
23rd edition.
23rd.
Yes.
I mean, that's quite something.
Yes. Know. So it's been celebrated for over 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last 2 years it was virtual, and we actually were here with you
mm-hmm.
Promoting the event. And in those 2 years, we were promoting the artistic side of how to produce a kite,
that's right, yes.
how to paint a kite, and how to innovate. No?
Mm-hmm.
But this time we're back. And we're going to promote the activity, the familiar activity,
mm-hmm.
and, well, just to fly kite and enjoy a day.
And have fun, absolutely. So, let's see, this is going to be Panama Pacifico. It's on the 5th of February, so not long away. It's just a week and a half, yeah.
Yes, correct.
What's happening to the time? At this rate, I'll get old. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes through till 6 in the evening. And if people want to go, are you going to have kites available, kites for sale?
Yeah, so we're going to be selling commercial kites,
mm-hmm.
the ones that you can find in regular stores, with mm-hmm. a lower price. So if you want to go to the festival and you don't have a kite, or you weren't able to get a kite before, you can buy a kite over there. We're going to be selling the kites.
Mm-hmm.
We are also going to be some guests. Our mm-hmm. friends from Kubu Kubu, they produce these artistic hand kites. They have an eagle shape, and a dragon shape,
lovely, yeah.
butterfly shape. Mm-hmm. So those are more artesanales,
mm-hmm.
but they are extremely beautiful. They are also going to be there and selling the kites. No?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a different stand that not only going to be selling kites, but they're going to be also showing the products, their brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun day. There are going to be also activities for the kids to paint. It's also going to be the Museo de Arte Contemporáneo. It's going to mm-hmm. be having some activities there.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Alicia is going to be doing some tangram activities. We have some sponsors like McDonald's, Spectacular Group, so that they're going to be having different activities for the kids and for the family. So it's not only going to be about flying the kites. but it's to spending time with your family.
Absolutely.
Over there. Mm-hmm.
And pets are welcome.
Of course, of course.
Doggies like chasing flies.
We love pets. It's a pet-friendly event. So you can take the pets that you have,
mm-hmm.
and they are completely welcome. And actually, we're going to be having a dog agility show. Actually, we're going to be having two shows.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, we're going to be having two shows, and it's going to be fun. Yes, so, yes, I love pets. I have a border collie that I love with all my heart, so, of course, it's a pet-friendly event.
Yes, you there? Hello, anybody home?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
We could put a bit of string
mm-hmm.
on Lala's leg,
mm-hmm.
and she could fly. have a parrot. Oh. Parrot kite.
Uh-huh.
We'd win.
Oh,
no. She'd want to fly higher than 45 metres, I think. So, that's wonderful. Yeah, excellent. So there's always sort of plenty going on. Any sort of like contests or prizes or anything like that?
Of course. We're bringing back our contest of, our competition of kites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to begin at around noon. It's going to be over the afternoon. So we have three categories this year. It's going to be the artistic one,
mm-hmm.
the thematic artistic, which is the one that you have to produce your kite
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
scratch. It's the commercial one that you can just buy a kite in any store, and you're going to be, you need to demonstrate your skills.
Right.
No?
Mm-hmm.
And then the professional one, which you need to demonstrate your skills, the artistic point of view, and also the kite needs to be 1.5 meter of width.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So that's the restriction
mm-hmm.
because you are under the professional category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it, obviously you need more skills to just elevate the kite and mm-hmm. keep it over there flying.
What is the trick? I mean, I guess you're a kite flyer. So I mean, what is the trick of getting it up off the ground?
Well,
I can
tell you from my experience because I'm not an expert on this. But, well, it depends obviously on the wind, on the direction mm-hmm. of the wind. Mm-hmm. And with this huge kite, you need a support. You need an assistant.
Okay. No? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because since it's too big, you cannot...
You would just drag it along the floor, probably.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You cannot mm-hmm. elevate it by itself. Mm-hmm. So it definitely needs to be at least two people. When they are extremely huge, you need more than two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, as I was mentioning before, the materials and the weight, that for sure
make a difference.
Helps.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're producing this 3D kite. So obviously it's kind of a physics.
Mm-hmm,
it's a physics
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So where the holes are going to be in the design of the kite and so.
Okay.
Going to be helping, yes.
Wonderful. Now this has been put on by Aprochipa. Tell us a little bit about Aprochipa.
Well, Aprochipa is the Asociación de Profesionales Chino Panameño. We have 54 years in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
55 years
mm-hmm,
in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seen. Since 1967,
mm-hmm.
Since then, well, we have been doing different kind of activities. We have three pillars. We have the cultural promotion pillar, which mm-hmm. is basically the one that promotes the Festival de Cometas because it's a
mm-hmm.
cultural activity.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the professional development pillar, focused on the education,
mm-hmm.
and we have the social welfare, that's mainly just to support the different communities that mm-hmm. are in need in Panama.
Wonderful. Okay. And is it a commercial as well? You sort of help with business and things like that?
And yes, we have a program that it's named Aprochipa Promueve,
mm-hmm.
that we promote the businesses for members and the products that they produce, and also the knowledge, the skills that they have. No?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the main things that Aprochipa have is to create networking. No?
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So obviously it's extremely important just to have this program and to let the other members show, okay, you know, Jerry, he works in the radio business, so okay, I want to do something with him. So, and then
yeah,
then you
try and help him get a decent job.
Exactly. So it's for us it's extremely important to do networking
mm-hmm.
and just to help and to support the different members, how to promote themselves on the businesses,
mm-hmm.
on the pros,
mm-hmm.
and of course, on the different skills that we have as professionals.
Excellent. Well, so it's all round. Good. Well, look, let's just remind everybody, this is Aprochipa. They're putting on the 23rd Festival of Cometas and Panderos.
It's a pandero is like a huge flight. A huge kite.
A huge kite.
Yes.
With a jet engine. So do go along. As you heard from Amanda, there's plenty of things going on. Competitions. You can go fly a kite. They'll help you how to make one. Competitions, I guess, you know, for decorating your kite and things like that.
Okay. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Different activities and a lot of food. We're gonna be having an artist also. Well, the dog agility contest, the different and martial arts, and we're gonna be also having folkloric dances, no?
and a
contest of the stories of stories. So Poli Cuentacuentos is gonna be joining us, and well, as I mentioned before, it's gonna be a day, family day,
full of everything. And whereabouts, Panama Pacifica? When you go into Panama Pacifica, whereabouts is it?
Well, it's actually at the end. You know where Dell is, so you go across the street of Dell.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's over there in the big.
They've got some sports fields close to there, and because we nearly bought somewhere in River Valley one time, which is right sort of at the end, the last. Before you get there.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So there you are. That's where it is. And I guess plenty of parking. Because open space is there, so that's good.
Plenty of parking. We're going to have security as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are coordinating with private security and also with Policía Nacional, so everybody feels safe over there and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ticket is extremely cheap, affordable. So it's basically $2 for youngs and adults and $1 for kids and jubilees.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually buy them and right now www.tustiquetes.com, or you can just buy them the day of the event.
Okay, so you can go along and pay.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. And you can also pay not only in cash, but we are accepting credit card, we're accepting Yapi.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's extremely convenient. If you go to the point of sale over there in the festival, you can pay in any form you want.
Excellent. Amanda, brilliant. Well, we're going to keep reminding everybody. We'll put a link on our webpage today as well. So that's a fun day out. So Saturday, 5th of February, Panama Pacifico, go fly your kite. I tell you what, before I'm going to go, let me see. Have I got something here? I've always got something somewhere. We've got time to Simon Dupree and this one. Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. It's called Kites.
Silver moon in your window. If your night is dark,
Got a piece of music for everything on this show, haven't we? Simon Dupree and the Big Sound, and that's called Kites. 1967 was when that was released. So anyway, go and fly a kite. Go and do it on Saturday, the 5th of February. Amanda, thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for having me here today. And we're going to be waiting you guys on Sunday the 5th. Sunday the 5th February.
Sunday the 5th. There we go.
On Panama Pacifico.
All right. Well, we're going to look forward to that. And go fly your kites. There we go. And to take us out of this morning's program, for the benefit of Mr. Kite.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Ten Somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. It's been some days in preparation. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Oh, and there we go. That is for the benefit, or being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, of course, off of the Sgt. Pepper album. What a great album that was. And that's it. That has brought us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. And big thanks go out this morning. I mean, we'll go back to start off with our regular Andreas Clementi, for being with us this week for our movie review. Our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney there, our everyday story of country folk or city folk, as she's here in the city right now. And also to Amanda Chu there from April Cheapo, and we'll keep reminding you about that then as we get closer to it. All right. Thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studios, my co-producer, Neil Danby, and the boys and girls, Group of Grado, keep us up and running. Let's not forget about them. Now, if you would like to advertise or sponsor on the program or just chat with us while we're on air, you know you can do that on WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Always like to hear from you. And you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. 6-2. All right, now I'm going to be back with you tomorrow morning at the same time. I'll tell you what, tomorrow, if you're interested in golf, we've got the Shriners coming in at 8:30. They've got a golf tournament coming up. They're going to talk to us about that. And in the last hour, the new convention centre. We have a guest, Rodolfo, coming in to talk to us about the Panama Convention Centre, that wonderful building. I've not been inside yet, because I think you can only get in when there's something happening. But anyway, Rodolfo's coming to talk to us about that tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show. Stay tuned. We've got Two Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi. And, well, for me, I'll be back 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're behind a car, you are able to move reasonably well these days. The schools are still on holiday. Just remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because what I want to be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta.
Good morning, world.
Shall we start again? Why not? Let's do that again. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.